Wall Pilates. Low-impact workouts to rebuild balance and energy. A complete guide with workouts to burn fat, improve strength, balance, and flexibility. Written by Kenneth Kruger. Chapter 1: Getting Started with Wall Pilates. Before jumping into exercises, it's essential to prepare your body and space. Let's go over the essential steps. 1.1. Setting up your space. Choose a flat wall. Look for a smooth flat wall with no obstructions around it. A space where you can move freely without bumping into furniture is ideal. Use a Pilates mat or soft surface. While the wall provides support, a Pilates mat offers cushioning for floor exercises. If you don't have a Pilates mat, a yoga mat or soft carpet will suffice. Wear comfortable clothing. Choose clothes that allow for a full range of movement, such as fitted workout gear. 1.2. Understanding Wall Pilates. Wall Pilates uses your body weight and the wall as tools to deepen stretches and engage muscles more effectively. The wall helps you maintain proper alignment, improve stability, and build strength. 1.3. The basics of Pilates breathing. In Pilates, breathing is key to both movement and focus. The general guideline is to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, though some instructors may have slight variations on this. The breathing pattern often aligns with the movement of your body. 1. Inhale to prepare for or lengthen a position. 2. Exhale during the exertion phase, like when you're lifting or pulling, to activate your core and deepen the movement. Breathing deeply into your ribs, not just your chest, helps with stability and control and encourages proper muscle engagement. Proper breathing enhances the flow of your practice and ensures that you don't hold your breath during challenging movements. Wall Pilates fundamentals. Before diving into specific exercises, it's important to understand the key principles of Pilates that apply to wall exercises. 2.1. Core engagement. In Pilates, the core is the powerhouse of your body. Every movement should engage your core muscles to provide stability and control. Practice engaging your core by gently drawing your navel towards your spine and maintaining a flat, neutral spine throughout the exercises. The core engagement refers to activating and strengthening the muscles of the torso, specifically the abdominals, lower back, hips, and pelvis. This includes the deep muscles, such as the transverse abdominis, which provide stability and support to the spine and pelvis. Proper core engagement is key to maintaining good posture, improving balance, and protecting the lower back during movements. In Pilates, the core is engaged throughout most exercises to create a stable foundation for controlled, precise movements. 2.2. Posture. Maintaining proper alignment is crucial for avoiding injury and maximizing the benefits of your workout. Focus on keeping a neutral spine, with your shoulders aligned over your hips and knees. Keep your head in line with your spine and avoid arching your back excessively. 2.3. Slow and controlled movements. Pilates is all about quality, not speed. Perform each movement slowly and with control, ensuring that you're engaging the correct muscles. Precision is more important than quantity. Basic wall Pilates exercises. Let's dive into some fundamental wall Pilates exercises to help you get started. 3.1. Wall roll down.